AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Roughly half a dozen federal prosecutors in Minnesota have resigned, and several supervisors in the criminal section of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division have announced their departures. This all comes amid turmoil over the federal investigation into the killing of a woman by a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer in Minneapolis. That's according to people familiar with the matter who spoke on condition of anonymity. President Trump says he has canceled talks with Iranian officials amid a protest crackdown. Speaking to the Detroit Economic Club earlier today, Trump said Iranians should keep protesting against those trying to keep them down.
I say save their names because they'll pay a very big price. And I've canceled all meetings with the Iranian officials until the senseless killing of protesters stops. And all I say to them is help is on its way. You saw that I put tariffs on anybody doing business with Iran.
Human rights monitors say the death toll during the protests tops 2,000. The AP's Haya Pinjwani reports on fatal winter winds in Gaza.
At least 4 people have died in Gaza from collapsing walls as strong winds hit the area. Hospital authorities say that dangerous living conditions persist due to past Israeli bombardment and aid shortfalls. Despite a ceasefire since October 10th, aid groups say many Palestinians lack proper shelter from winter storms. Meanwhile, the child death toll in Gaza has risen. The Gaza Health Ministry reported that a 1-year-old boy died of hypothermia overnight. UNICEF says over 100 children have been killed since the ceasefire began. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Fewer Americans are signing up for Affordable Care Act health insurance plans this year. New federal data shows a 3.5% drop in enrollment. This is AP News. The man behind the comic strip Dilbert has died.
Scott Adams, creator of Dilbert, the once popular workplace comic strip who later faced backlash over racist remarks, has died after a battle with prostate cancer. His death was announced by ex-wife Shelley Miles. Adams got his start working a corporate job at the Pacific Bell Telephone Company, sharing his cartoons to amuse co-workers. He got picked up by United Media and the first Dilbert strip launched in 1989. The comic captured the ridiculousness of modern office culture, and the characters, like Dilbert's pointy-haired boss and megalomaniac dog, were seen in thousands of papers spanning 70 countries. There was even a Dilbert TV series that lasted 2 seasons. The strip was dropped from syndication in 2023 after Adams, who was white, repeatedly referred to black people as members of a hate group. Adams continued the comic on the Rumble platform and hosted a podcast. Scott Adams passed away at age 68. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Some days call for some oomph to amplify your everyday look. Like when you want the look of false lashes without the extra effort. Reach for Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Volumizer Mascara. Or when you want all eyes on your smile, keep Empower Gloss Ultra Glossy Lip Serum in your bag. It's a burst of 24-hour hydration that smooths like a serum, shines like a gloss, and can be worn sheer or layered. You'll also look and feel your best with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.